Adam, first off, really, really cool to be speaking with you, man. I'm a huge fan of the band, have been for a good 10 years at least. And I know that first off, you started off as the drummer of the band, and then the second album, you took the switch to guitars after the first album. What was that transition like for you?
It was pretty rad because it meant that I didn't have to set up drums anymore.
Yeah, I know. Drum rigs suck, eh?
Drummers have it the worst because they have so many little things to set up. Whereas if you're a guitar player, you just bring a guitar, an amplifier, and some cables, and you're all set.
Oh, I know, and it's good to go. Now, you've been the producer for most of the Killswitch records, too, and as well as being a guitar player of the band. Now, do you find that when you're going into a studio, you like to be the guy holding onto the axe, making the riffs, or the guy sitting on the other end and producing an album and working with another band?
It's just fun to make music, period, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, it's just every act that has to do with making the record, I think it's just fun as crap, you know?
Sure.
But seeing the song kind of mature and grow up is just kind of like one of my favorite things to do, you know, in life. And just making music, you know?
It must have been really cool working with Brendan O'Brien on the 2009 release. I mean, that guy's just worked with everybody in the industry. It must have been really cool.
Yeah, he's a really, really nice guy, too. So,
is he?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. Yeah, really, really nice guy.
Now, you've been called the Jim Carrey of guitar players. What's that about, man? Is that to do with the outfits?
I freaking hate Jim Carrey. I mean, I must have some self-loathing kind of thing going on.
Right.
I don't know. I think it was more like I should be like the Richard Simmons or something, you know? I'm all about fitness. I don't know. I guess I like to have a good time on stage, you know? So it's like I just turn into this eternal frat kid, you know?
Yeah.
I always want to just binge drink and party. It's like, when I'm at the show, it's like everybody in the crowd is like my binge drinking friend. We're there to get rowdy.
Just a whole crowd of problem drinkers all getting together.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen a lot of the footage recently of you guys back with Jesse, and man, it looks fantastic. You guys sound really, really cool. I mean, the obvious question you're probably getting a lot lately is, now that Jesse's back, how did it happen and how's it feeling?
Well, it's really, really cool. Jesse's been, like, you know, one of my best friends for, God, a long, long time. So it's just, it was really kind of just like, really just so easy to have him come back. You know, like, oh, this guy's in the band, cool. And of course, he is the original singer, so, you know, a piece of cake, he just fit like a glove. And all the songs that he wrote, you know, the ones that we still play, and, you know, it's just kind of like that familiarity is all there. And I had a side project with him last year anyway, so it doesn't really feel that different, to be honest.
Well, after Howard left, I mean, did it immediately come to mind, hey, we should go and ask Jesse, or did he actually have to go through the audition process?
Oh, no, we made him go through the process. There were a lot of really talented people we tried out, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we had a lot of tryouts. And, he was one of them. And, you know, he definitely had an edge, of course. You can't lie. Because, you know,
sure.
Him singing his own songs was pretty cool.
And how does he find singing the Howard stuff? Does he have sort of like a jaded opinion toward that? Or is he like, cool, bring it on, let's do it?
No, not at all. He actually was just like, when he started like rehearsing them, I mean, he was just like, wow, these, I can kind of identify with these songs and they're cool. And he really likes singing them.
I guess getting back to Howard, are things still on a positive note with Howard, or what's the relationship there?
Yeah, I still speak with Howard once in a while, check in on him, make sure he's all right. Yeah, he's chilling, man. He's doing good. So.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's really, really cool. And, like, you know, it's great that we're all friends. And, you know, I think he just had enough at that point. So.
Understandable. I mean, some people can obviously just make decisions down the road, no matter what band they're in. And it's really good that you guys were able to get Jesse back, too. Now, now that Jesse's back, okay, it's solid again. Is there going to be a new album this year, 2012?
Yeah, we're actually in the middle of working on it right now. Well, we're on tour right now, but, you know, once we get home, we're just going to put the finishing touches on it. We just got to get some vocals done, and then
nice.
Things should be kicking. Hoping to have it out early next year.
You could be producing it yourself, Adam?
Yes, sir.
Nice. It's good stuff, man.
Fun for me to do, yeah. Keep busy.
No, I think it's cool, man. There's a lot of talk about you being one of the big, you know, new metal producers going on right now. I mean, I don't know how you take that, but I think it's really cool, man.
Shocked. Nah, I just like making music. That's all there is to it, you know what I mean? The fact that I get the chance to do it all the time is a wonderful, wonderful thing, man. Yeah.
And that's cool, man. And why don't I just ask you about the big festival shows, man? You've got the big Heavy TO show coming up here in Toronto, Canada, which we're looking forward to seeing you guys at that. How you think doing the festivals, man?
Oh, they're pretty cool, man. It's a lot of people, you know, and like I said, you know, it's all about, you know, binge drinking and hanging out with everybody. So, yeah, it'll be a good time. I'm guessing there will be a few people drinking beverages.
Do you think? I was wondering if there was going to be beverages there.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be really cool, man. We're really, really looking forward to it as well. And as well, really looking forward to brand new Killswitch coming out in 2012, bro.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man.